For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. First off, today I want to send out a special welcome to our newest affiliates to the Drug Truth Network, KCSB in Santa Barbara, California, and KUGS in Bellingham, Washington. I also want to send out a howdy to the couple of stations that are testing us this week, and I want to invite those listeners who are tuning in for the first time to let the programming department know this is a topic worthy of continuous coverage. Down to business. Let's continue our discussion with Roger Goodman, the director of the King County Bar Association Drug Policy Organization, who in conjunction with the ministers, medical, and scientific community have called for an end to all the harms of the drug war.
There are extremes, and what we have done is surveyed those extremes. You know, we took a look at all the models. What's out there? How are drugs being controlled? And how is drug abuse, which is really the problem, it's not the drugs, it's the misuse, the problematic use that's the problem. And so on one extreme, in the Arabian Peninsula and in Southeast Asia and China, they execute thousands of people every year just for possessing and using certain psychoactive substances. And in the United States, there are some harsh corners, and folks are losing their lives, basically being locked up and prejudiced at that point for the same type of activity, which doesn't necessarily harm anybody else. But yeah, the United States is a leader in sort of setting the example for what the strict prohibition model does. The strict prohibition model allows for criminal gangs. It allows for kids to have easy access. It allows for the transmission of disease. And so we're not for that. And it also costs an unbelievable amount of money. I mean, even if you don't care about anything else. So in fact, a lot of the folks in our coalition just care about that. We could save so much money, and it wouldn't be a compromise to public safety. So I guess this is a revolutionary approach.
What's sometimes overlooked is the approximate $500 billion that we give to these drug sellers every year.
Hamid Karzai is proposing to buy out the dealers, sort of coming to an agreement that those who produce opium will be granted amnesty, and as long as their profits are invested in the country's development. And let's see how that happens. I don't know. I think the unrelenting demand, for opium, for instance, it'll be difficult.
It'll be a job opportunity for those people in Thailand, I would think.
There we go. Yeah, it's the pop-up push-down, or, you try to control in Colombia, and then they take over in Ecuador. And so, yeah, you're right. This is a fundamentally flawed system.
And that's what the city of Seattle is saying. The ministers, the doctors, the scientists, the psychiatrists, and even law enforcement. Drug prohibition is a fundamentally flawed system. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.